You're listening to SBS News.
Washington is with you. Trump is with you. We are all with you 100%, and we'll get through it.
That was United States President Donald Trump visiting the storm-ravaged states of North and South Carolina in the wake of Hurricane Florence. But even as he assured people there, a different kind of storm was brewing back at the White House. It started with an article on the US website Hill TV, where President Trump reportedly said he does not have an attorney general, and it is, as he phrased it, very sad. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the president have had a strained relationship ever since Mr. Sessions recused himself from Justice Department investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 US election. President Trump told the news website Mr. Sessions' decision to step aside from the inquiry was very unfair. He did not rule out firing the Attorney General, telling the site, "We'll see what happens." Later, President Trump told reporters he does have an Attorney General, but he is not pleased with him.
"I'm disappointed in the Attorney General for numerous reasons, but we have an Attorney General. I'm disappointed in the Attorney General for many reasons, and you understand that."
Mr. Sessions is yet to respond to President Trump's comments, but has said previously he will not let politics influence the Justice Department. The dispute comes as more controversy surrounds the president's nominee for U.S. Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh. A psychology professor at Palo Alto University in California, Christine Blasey Ford, alleges Mr. Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in 1982 when both were high school students. Mr. Kavanaugh has called Dr. Ford's allegations completely false. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley has set a deadline of Friday morning for Dr. Ford to decide whether she will testify before the committee. Mr. Kavanaugh has also been invited to testify on Monday. President Trump says the allegations are unfair.
"I think he's an extraordinary man. I think he's a man of great intellect, as I've been telling you, and he has an unblemished record. This is a very tough thing for him and his family. And we want to get it over with. At the same time, we want to give tremendous amounts of time. If she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate."
But Democrats in the Senate are calling for an FBI investigation into the matter rather than a committee hearing. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says it is the only way to achieve an unbiased result.
"So we need a proper, professional, appropriate review and hearing, and what they are forcing on her right now, I think, is inappropriate."
But Republican senators are adamant a committee hearing will suffice. Senator John Kennedy, no relation to the late president of the same name, says the public has a right to judge the allegations for themselves.
"I think we need to have the hearing. I'd prefer to have it public, though yesterday we offered Dr. Ford the opportunity to do it privately if she's more comfortable. I think that'd be a big mistake. The American people need to see Dr. Ford side by side with Judge Kavanaugh and judge for themselves. But if she changes her mind again and says I'll only do it in private hearing, I'll reluctantly agree to that."
The Republicans want the nomination approved quickly before November's midterm elections, where the Democrats have a chance to take control of Congress and block the nomination. The Democrats, therefore, would like to stall the nomination, which represents the court's critical swing vote. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.